Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the ordinary experiences that I've encountered in my life and how to turn those experiences into momentum and into something positive in your life going forward. Now, for this week, I want to talk about how important it is to get the right focus in what we're trying to accomplish in our lives and how to build the structure that will help us to actually accomplish those things. And I was thinking about this as my alarm went off at a far earlier time than I really wanted to get out of bed, but it's now become something of a habit for me. So at around 5 o'clock in the morning earlier this week, my alarm went off and I woke up and I took a heavy sigh and I groaned a little bit and I rolled myself out of bed and I went and I started my day. And so I went and I did a little bit of reading and I went to the gym and I went for a nice swim and I did all of these things that align with what I'm trying to accomplish because I know that I want to have a healthy body and a healthy mind, and I want to have time to be able to do my work effectively and spend time with my wife and do all of the things that are really important to me. And so, what I've had to do is really start shifting some of the things that I'm doing in my life and shifting my actions. Not a lot, but just a little bit at a time in order to allow me the opportunity to do the things that I really want to do. And what that means is I go to bed a little bit earlier because when you want to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, it gets harder if you don't go to bed at a time that will allow you to get enough rest and feel okay when you get up in the morning. So instead of staying up until 11 or 12 or one and trying to push through things that always ends up being sort of a waste of time, and you find yourself watching more runs of TV than you probably would want to admit, and starting to just say, okay, I'm going to focus on going to bed a little bit earlier so that I have the time to do the things that I want to do in the morning. And it starts off and it's really hard and it's frustrating and it's annoying and it's not the things that it doesn't feel good at first. But then as you do it more and more and more, it starts to become just part of what you're trying to accomplish and it's in line with where you're trying to go. And so you start to find yourself that, hey, you know what? I've got a little bit more energy going into my day. I feel a little bit better about where things are going, and all of your energy starts to just align a little bit more, where instead of feeling like, oh, I'm missing out on this thing because I'm going to bed earlier, or oh man, it's tough to get out of bed this early in the morning. I never really want to do this again. Now all of a sudden you start finding yourself saying, wow, I've got enough time to not only do these things that I have to do, but now I have a little bit more time to do the things that I want to do. And hey, I woke up an hour earlier, but somehow I have 2 extra hours in my day now because now I'm focused and I'm doing the things that really matter to me, and I'm taking the time and I'm aligning my actions with my desired outcomes. And now I find that I'm being a little bit more efficient, or I can think a little bit more clearly when I'm working on a problem at work. So instead of spinning my tires and sitting there looking at a computer screen trying to get work done for an hour, now I find that I can think clearly and write some notes down and actually take action and accomplish something in that same hour. And so now I can be a little bit more effective in what I'm doing, and I can be a little bit more efficient in what I'm doing, and I can get things done sooner, and I have more time. I'm creating time in my day by eliminating waste that comes from uncertainty around our actions. Because when you're not living in line with the person that you want to become, you find that you're fighting all the time, even if it's just a subconscious fight and you don't realize it. You don't look at your day and think, oh, well, I fought against myself all day today, so I know that I'm gonna be tired. It's just something that happens in our minds and in our bodies when there's so much effort being put into fighting against the things that we know that we want to do or should be doing, and we know that we're feeling bad about not accomplishing the things that we want to because we're not making those choices that get us closer to where we're trying to be. And we're used just so much energy around that. But as soon as we start to take those actions that align with the life that we want to live, then we start to be able to see results much, much more quickly. And it's a really incredible thing how our bodies and how our minds will start to align with each other as soon as we start taking those actions. And the reality is that it works the other way too. That if you are spending your time and energy and you're making conscious action to hide from who you really are and to avoid that purpose that you have in your life, that you start saying things to yourself that I can't do this or I shouldn't do this because of X, whatever that thing is that you're using as an excuse or as a reason to hold yourself back from the things that you know that you really should be doing, your body is also going to start taking more actions to align with that. And so in my past, when I felt a lot of pain on the inside and I felt alone and I felt uncertain about who I was and where I was trying to be, and I was trying to hide everything about who I wanted to be because I didn't want to be that person. I wasn't ready to be that person. I needed to learn my lessons and experience life in a way that could allow me to overcome those things and provide value into other people's lives. As I was going through that, I found that I got better at adding a little bit of wit or cleverness to a conversation and keeping people farther away. I got better at working really hard on accomplishing monetary success in order to prevent myself from having the time and energy to reach out to people and to get to know people and to impact other people's lives. And the same thing will happen for anybody who starts to do those things that when you know that there's something that you should be doing and you know that you want to change your life and you still find yourself being, oh, that's just the funny guy. He's just a funny person. That's what he does because you're hiding from who you really want to be. And so what do? You get really good at being funny. And you find yourself really effective, and everybody agrees that you are funny, you're witty, you're clever, you're smart, you're all of these things that are just hiding who you really want to be. Or maybe you withdraw and you stay away from interactions with people. And so now you're just the quiet person. You're just the quiet person who, oh yeah, they're very sweet or they're very smart, but they just stay to themselves and they just do these things. And if that's who you are, then that's fine. That's exactly who you should be. But if you're just practicing that in order to hide something that you know that you carry inside of you, something that you're meant to accomplish in your life, and you spend all of your time building the skills of hiding, of camouflage, of using your fear to stop you from doing the things that you want to do. That works the exact same way as taking on those positive habits. That when I am using my humor or I'm using some my intellect or something else that prevents me from having to be honest with myself and with other people, then I find more opportunities to use a little bit of humor or cleverness or intelligence or quietness or reserve or whatever it is that describes you. You have more and more opportunities to do that as soon as you start using that as a conscious effort to prevent some other action from happening. And so whenever we're looking at our lives and we're looking at where we are and where we want to be and who we want to be and what we're doing, our actions will align more and more and more with what we're telling ourselves that we want to be. And if you tell yourself constantly or consistently that you want to be this person with purpose. You want to accomplish something great in your life. You want to write a book, or you want to become a teacher and change people's lives, or whatever those things are, and then you start taking actions that align with that, you'll start having more and more opportunities to take actions that align with that. And you'll find yourself with more time to study how to be a great writer and to read other people's work so you can see what's been effective and to start doing the work yourself on your own project so that you can start putting pen to paper and getting words out there that you know that you're meant to be, because you're taking actions to drive that result. And the same thing happens that if you say, I'm never going to be a writer, I don't want to put my story out there, I want to keep this to myself, so I'm going to crack a joke about people who write. I'm going to crack a joke about keeping this inside of myself. I'm going to never write. I'm going to talk about how much I hate writing and how much hard work it is and how I want to stay away from that at all costs, because that's the worst feeling when you just sit in front of a screen or in front of a pad and pen, and you start of doing whatever you can to avoid it. Then you start to find that there's more and more ways to avoid it. It's easier and easier. It becomes more natural to say, I'm not a writer. I hate writing. This isn't for me. Because that is where you're focusing your energy and your action. And the energy and action that we put into the world is what really drives the outcomes in our lives. That we can change what we are driving to. We can change what becomes easy, and we can change what becomes natural to us by taking those steps. And whether it's for the good or for the bad, the more of those steps that we take, the easier it becomes to take the next one, and the easier it becomes to take the next one, and more of those same results that we're going to see. And if you're taking those negative actions and you're hiding from your purpose, you're still going to have that thing inside of you, and you're going to start feeling worse and worse about it, and you're going to lean in more and more to whatever that thing is that you're using to hide your purpose and to hide your real goals, because you start to feel bad and you know that you're not doing the things that you want to be doing. And so, but now you've become comfortable in using that humor, or in using your other skills, or in using your avoidance techniques, whatever those are, you've become comfortable in that. So now when you're feeling bad, you revert to what's comfortable. And so you know that you're not taking the steps. You know that you're not doing the things that you want to be doing. But now your natural reaction is to take another step to take you farther from it. And that is what we really need to focus on in our lives, is how do I take an action, even when it's hard? It doesn't have to be a big action, but just take an action, because the next action will be a little bit easier. And the next action will be a little bit easier. But it has to be towards the things that we really want to accomplish, because otherwise we'll just keep getting farther and farther away from them and taking more and more of those actions at a time. So take your time to do something, build a structure in your life that aligns with what you want to achieve, and watch how much more capability you're going to have in a very quick period of time that will allow you to accomplish the things that you really want to accomplish. That's all I got for today. Thanks for tuning in to my podcast this week. I appreciate you listening. If you like what I have to say and you want to hear more, check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's Michael, JROTCH.com. Take those actions, take those steps, and make sure that you're aligning your work with your want. Have a great week.